Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm Cleo, but you can call me Cleo. Right now, we're talking about COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic that's going on right now. It is something serious, people, and we just want you all and everyone, whether you're in the film industry or in a service, retail, restaurant, travel, hospitality, whatever industry you're in, we just want you to be safe. And there are some false information out there that you need to be aware of so you can keep yourself safe. This is a time to buckle down and put things away, whether it's money, in cash, food and storage, because things are being cleared out and we don't know how long that's going to be. And it's going to affect a lot of businesses. It's going to affect a lot of people who are living that are not very wealthy and who have stores, people that may be living paycheck to paycheck. It's going to affect people who are physically ill and have certain ailments. You're going to definitely have to keep yourself in a safe place, quarantined off, so you won't contract anything. Also, we're going to actually have to band together as a community to help each other regardless. Even though we're going to be quarantined, it's going to be at some point we're still going to have to help each other. So I really want people to understand what is going on here and not listen to fake information. I recommend responding to the CDC, where you can get everything direct as to what's going on, respond to your city government and mayor so they can tell you what's going on about how many people are being tested in your area, if they're being tested at all, because right now there are reports that we are not adequately fit for enough testing supplies for the coronavirus. And it is also not true that there are being mass testings at the airports, unlike what our current presidential administration has stated. There has been a lot of false statements. And it says, unfortunately, that we have not been quite as prepared as we should be, but we have to be now. But in light of that, I still want to say that God is still in control, and no matter what, we can still make this happen and get through it and get past it. Now, for those who are suffering and worried about evictions, whether you're here in Los Angeles, they are currently trying to pass certain bills to keep people from being immediately evicted. If you are in your home and you're worried about not being able to work, that is being worked on as we speak. The businesses, the small business will be able to have loans as well. That will help up small business owners in the wake of this crisis. So sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. But as I said before, we know who our creator is, and he is always in control. So I ask that you all stay safe, keep yourselves together, and in the meantime, be great, do good, be safe, and love one another. Until next time, be great.